Richard Carpenter takes us up to the top of the hour with Carol of the Bells. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Those recordings of Sleigh Ride were done by Herb Alpert, the first with the Tijuana Brass, that was from 1968, and then this version here, which was done just this year, 2025, and released on his latest Christmas album, Christmas Time is Here. And that was the vocals were done by Herb and his wife, Lonnie Hall, who was the lead singer of Brazil 66 many years ago. So there you go. And that is Sleigh Ride here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And we're here at hour number two. Welcome to the second hour of the program. It is now time for taking a road trip. And this week we're going to Minnesota. So bundle up, because it's cold up there. Things you can see in Minnesota, starting in Blue Earth, Minnesota, is the Jolly Green Giant. Yes, yes, the famous Jolly Green Giant. Standing 55 feet tall, the Jolly Green Giant keeps watch over I-90 with a grin big enough to brighten even the coldest Minnesota morning, rather. Travelers pose at his massive boots, and the visitor center nearby showcases vintage ads, memorabilia, and the history of how Blue Earth became the official home of veggie royalty. In Bemidji, Minnesota, there is a, since 1937, Paul Bunyan and his gigantic blue Ox Babe, have welcomed road trippers to the North Woods. These classic concrete statues are some of the most photographed in the country, and the lakeside setting makes it feel like they have stepped right out of folklore for a quick photo op. Then in Austin, Minnesota, you can go to the Spam Museum. It's a 14,000-square-foot temple of canned meat diving into history, marketing, and global obsession with spam. Yes, interactive exhibits, factory-style displays, and enthusiastic spambassadors make it unexpectedly fun and quirky to make a stop. So, yes, and the gift shop sells every spam flavor imagine. There's more than one? Good Lord, I didn't know there was more than one flavor of that stuff. Let's see, Alexandria, Minnesota, the Kingston Runestone. It's housed in the Runestone Museum. This curious slab of inscribed stone claims to be proof of a Viking expedition in Minnesota in 1362. Scholars still debate its authenticity, but the display leans fully into the mystery with Norse artifacts, history exhibits, and just enough intrigue to spark your inner explorer. So there you go. North St. Paul, Minnesota. It's obviously north of St. Paul. This towering 44-foot snowman, he's the world's largest, complete with scarf, pipe, and cheery smile, has become a beloved winter mascot for the town. Built of concrete, he stands proudly year-round, offering travelers a whimsical, larger-than-life reminder that Minnesota knows a thing or two about snow. Yes, and finally, in Bena, Minnesota, this will be easy to say, I guess, the Big Fish Supper Club. Yes, it's a 65-foot-long muskie-shaped building housing a legendary supper club where guests literally enter through the fish's gaping mouth. Once inside, the decor leans into vintage North Woods charm, a perfect blend of nostalgic roadside Americana and lakeside Minnesota flavor. So there you go. We've been to Minnesota this week. Hope you have had fun. Here's Frank Purcell and Crystal Bells on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Santa has loaded his sleigh with warm, comforting Christmas music just for you.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy holidays from Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
relaxing and easy. That's John Gregory. And After the Love Is Gone. Before that, we have the Shaw Brothers with On a Sleigh Ride. The Shaw Brothers are an offshoot of the Hillside Singers, who sang I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, and they sang Move Closer to Your World, My Friend theme for most news stations, mainly the Channel 6 in Philadelphia. But anyhow, before that, John Fox with Only Love Can Break a Heart and Frank Purcell with Crystal Bells. Here is Caravelli and Save Your Kisses for Me on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
in our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
lot of Chili in the orchestra and smooth, relaxing, and easy. I'll have to say I love you in a song. Before that, we had Ronnie Aldridge with the Christmas Waltz and the Fantastic Strings with Patch of Blue. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline, Wichita Falls, Texas. A 95-year-old Texas man was officially recognized by Guinness as the world's oldest active bus driver. And he's still not ready to park it. Wichita Falls resident Raymond Hager has been driving city buses for about 27 years, long after earlier careers that included farming and crop duster flying. Yeah, that's interesting. Guinness verified his age and his active driver status when he was 94 and 176 days old, cementing his place in the record books. Hager said he first fell in love with big vehicles as a teenager, hauling cotton for his family. He told local TV he enjoys staying out and moving and chatting with riders on his routes. The city honored him with a proclamation day, and Hager said he will keep driving as long as he passes his physicals and enjoys the work. In Beijing, a Chinese tech company's humanoid robot walked its way into Guinness World Records book with the 66-mile trek between two major cities. The robot, known as Agibot A2, completed a continuous journey of more than 106 kilometers from the Jinji Lake area in Yangsu province to Shanghai's Bund waterfront. Engineers used a battery swapping system that allowed A2 to keep walking while its power packs were charged, avoiding any shutdowns along the way. The robot navigated city streets, bridges, and mixed surfaces while obeying traffic rules, a point the company highlighted as proof of its navigation software. Guinness recognized the feat as the longest distance walked by a humanoid robot. At the finish line, A2 reportedly joked to reporters that it might now need a new pair of shoes. Well, finally, in Lymington, England, probably not pronounced Lymington, students at an English school are on the lookout for a beloved teddy bear that literally fell from space. Wallampton School in Lymington said Bradford Bear was launched into the stratosphere on a weather balloon as part of a project with the Southampton University Space Flight Society. The bear's balloon carried the tracking equipment as it rose, but contact was lost after the payload descended back toward Earth. Staff and students believe Bradford landed somewhere in the countryside and are asking the public to keep an eye out. The school has shared photos and a rough flight path to help would-be researchers identify the wandering bear, rescuers rather. Teachers say the adventure has turned into a live lesson in science, geography, and community cooperation, with everyone hoping for a happy, fuzzy return. I certainly do think so myself. Maybe he's on cloud 7. Here's David Snell on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
cookies, wrapping presents, or trimming the tree. The perfect Christmas soundtrack is on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
You are listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy there with Nori Paramore and Could It Be Magic. Nick Ingman in there with Feel Like Making Love. Ferrani and Teicher with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Joe Harnell played Fly Me to the Moon. Henry Jerome with Moon River. And David Snell with Cloud 7. We have time for one more here in Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. It is Peter Appleyard and his Masquerade. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-29.
November, uniform.